You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to The Wire. A new study into dementia in New Zealand is seeking to fill gaps in our understanding of how dementia affects our communities. The study will be the largest of its kind and will aim to talk to more than 2,000 older people and their families. The study will also seek to understand the prevalence of dementia across four ethnic communities: Pakeha, Chinese, Indian, and Fijian Indian, with parallel studies taking place in Māori and Pacifica communities. I spoke to the lead researcher for the Indian and Fijian Indian parts of the study, Professor Rita Krishnamurti, and I began by asking what prompted the research.
This research is about estimating what the prevalence of dementia is in Aotearoa, New Zealand. So dementia is one of those conditions which is kind of increasing in its prevalence around the world. And the information that we have about dementia in New Zealand is based on data that has come from other countries. So it's never been actually measured how much dementia there is out there in the community. And it's one of those types of conditions where people sometimes don't seek medical attention or don't get themselves assessed. So the background to the study is basically a team of people who are interested in improving the lives of people, those that are living with dementia and their family, their whānau, and learning how to improve services going into the future and plan for that. But the other important thing about this study is that we know that one size doesn't fit all. We know that New Zealand is a very ethnically diverse country, so we are doing the study with that in mind. And so preceding this particular program, which is called the IDEA study, funded by the Health Research Council, we actually did quite a lot of, the team in this study did quite a lot of work led by Professor Sarah Callum and Professor Nairi Kurth, Professor Gary Chung, and many others who led this research preceding this to actually translate documents into the different languages that are spoken, and have had lots of community meetings and interviews with people to work out what the best ways would be to run a study like this.
Oh, I wanted to touch on that as well, and I wanted to ask a little bit about how the study will actually be run and what methods you'll be using.
Okay, so the study is a five-year program, and the biggest and the first part of the study is to actually go out into the community and door knock into people's homes in areas that are pre-identified, where we will be asking people who have consented to the study, who meet the requirements of the study, a series of questions so that we can assess whether they have a diagnosed as dementia or not. We don't do the diagnosis at the doorstep. At the doorstep, our research assistants are trained to ask a series of questions which go on a tablet, and the information then just goes into a database. So that's the first phase of the study, which is door knocking. And so we have trained a whole team of research assistants, around more than 50 of them, who come from different cultural backgrounds. So the dementia prevalence study is going to be measured in the Pakeha community, in the Chinese and Indian community. In the Chinese community, the questions will be in Mandarin or Cantonese. And in the Indian community, it'll be in Hindi and a Fiji Hindi dialect as well. So the researchers are trained to do those questionnaires in those languages. They speak those languages. They are from those cultures. There is a sister study which is being done and led by Māori researchers, Karina Dudley, Oliver Menzies, and Nick Garrett and their team. And then with the Pacific community, there is a kind of parallel study going on looking at how best to do this study in the Pacific community. So the prevalence study is going to be measured in those three ethnic groups, so Pakeha, Indian, and Chinese.
Excellent. I just wanted to wrap up with a question about your particular section. You're leading the Indian and Fijian Indian section of the research. How is our current system failing the cultural needs of these communities when it comes to dementia care?
Okay, so that's a great question. So I got into this field of dementia research. So I work at AUT in Auckland, and I am a public health researcher. My main area of research was in strokes, but then my father developed dementia in his older years, in his 80s. And we didn't really know what dementia was, how we would, you know, deal with it. We didn't get a lot of support from the health system. Not much information was given to us about what to expect and where to go for help. So this is how I kind of started. And so the Fiji Indian and the Indian Indian group, we will basically do what I mentioned before in terms of engaging first. So right now we're engaging quite a lot with the community. We're trying to raise awareness about this study so that when our research assistants, our lovely door knockers, go to the various communities, that people know who we are, they know what we are doing and why we are doing this. So with the Indian community, the information has all been translated into Hindi. And so people who don't speak English that well or don't speak English at all can feel quite comfortable that their researchers will be able to converse with them in their own language and that they can answer questions comfortably in their own language. And we also keep in mind things that are important for, you know, the culture and respect around older people in our communities. And so we are hoping that people will be welcoming us when we come and knock on their doors and ask them questions, and that we can, you know, it goes both ways. We can help each other to do something and reduce the impact of dementia in Aotearoa.
That was Professor Rita Krishnamurti speaking about a new study into dementia.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.